Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and today we are going to be in the Twilight Zone. The Zone! The other day I was talking about Ezekiel 28, and then, you know, I couldn't let it go. I was reading it and reading about the chipping and the crystals and the construct. And what got me thinking, and it kept on kind of, you know, inside going over and over, the construct of the timbrels and the pipes. And so I started looking it up. So I looked it up in the current defining parameters. Timbrel was a tambourine. I thought, okay, then I thought about that. I thought about the tambourine being something that is percussed and makes a noise or makes a sound or whatever, but there's a vibration. Then I thought, okay, what if this was some kind of transceiver of some kind? And then I started looking around in the image search, looking for some kind of transmitter that looked like a tambourine, and sure enough, there was. Years ago, before we had all these towers killing us with the radiation, we used to have antennas on top of high-rises and apartment buildings that looked like a drum. They were round, they were white, and they were circular, and they looked like a drum or a tambourine. And they were emitting signals they would collect and receive transmission. Well, that's cool. So I figured that part of the technology was there on this creation and whatever it was, the double. And then I thought pipes. So first I thought antenna. But then I saw another image in the image search of what looked like a huge tambourine-like pipe, and it was a telescope. And they were all over the earth, embedded on the planet. I thought, well, isn't this something? Eyes. Basically, a monitoring device is what this is. So when they're describing this, because this is all tech. This is all tech, if you break it all down. The crystals were data crystals that would hold data and information. The timbrel was a means of emitting or transmitting that data, and the pipes or the telescopes or the lenses would be something that was used to monitor the transmissions. This sounds like a real huge advanced intelligence, way past artificial. And then I looked again and I thought about this. I thought, all our technology is based on this shit here. Then I looked again, and sort of a revelation or epiphany. But then I realized that the earth itself is being converted into the image of the devil. The whole planet is being converted in reflecting the devil's image. Okay, God made man after his own image and after his own likeness. We're a reflection of God. And what Satan is doing right now, he is creating a reflection of himself on the planet. And I thought, well, isn't that something? Here we are on the planet, and this is what we're seeing. Artificial intelligence has taken over the whole planet. It's running everything on the planet. Stock markets, the cryptos, your telecommunications, your transportation, your industry, even when you're looking at factories, when they're building, constructing the automotive, they were on a just-in-time system, and these systems had an automated network that when the factory was running low on materials, that it would automatically reorder the materials for that factory. This is all AI. And the AI right now is overlaying its tech or its program over what's currently here now. this planet is being mutated into a demonic reflection. And like I said, when I saw this, I thought, holy jumping. No wonder nothing is working. No wonder everything has gone wrong. And no wonder everything is being inverted. Inversion. Keep on this thought. Inversion. Now, nanotechnology is an inversion. See, everything on a microscopic scale or micron level, our bodies can use. We were designed to use things on a micron level. For instance, when a cell is going to feed on a mineral or any kind of protein, it's on a micron level, which means that the cell can now use the material. Once it's done, can expel it, it goes where it needs to go, and the cell is alive. Now, the inversion. Nano is so small that when it gets into the cell, it supersaturates the cell and it kills the cell because of the overload, because of the numbers, because of the agglomeration or the aggregation of these particulates that get into the cell. Now, stay with me here. I'm going to take you somewhere, but I got to get you this background. Satan, image, reflection, inversion. Now, we have something called spions. Spion. Ooh, sounds like something science fiction. But you know what a spion is? A spion is a nano iron rust. Rust. If you take beet juice and you drink it, and you add, let's say you take a drop or two of peroxide in the water and chase it, you will create rust in the stomach, which could lead to cancer or something worse, stomach damage or lining damage. When you have oxidized iron running in the body, it's cancerous or worse. Now, what am I getting at here? What happens when you take iron and you put it on a nanoscale? Now, I gave you a little background here. Cells use micron, not nano. Now you have oxidated iron being delivered by a vaccine. Where does iron usually found? In the blood. Ooh. In the blood. What happens when you have oxidized iron hitting the cells? It's called chaos, mayhem, and destruction. They have violated everybody with this, even if you don't get the vaccination. Even if you somehow avoid getting jumped, which you won't. We will still feel the consequences of these idiots who have blindly ran into getting an injectable. And now, as they start to die off as a result of all kinds of problems, ROS, oxidative damage, blood poisoning, cellular collapse, mitochondrial damage, inoperable mitochondria, brain damage, heart failure. Ooh, what happens when rust gets into the heart? Ooh, bad news, real bad news. So think you want to take the shot? Are you still sitting on the fence? Are you still thinking, maybe if I get the shot, I'll get to travel? I'll tell you where you're all going to go when you get the shot and you think you're going to travel somewhere. It's called a box. Oh, yeah, yeah. It'll have all the comforts of a box. And they'll put you in it. And you'll be traveling in a hearse down the road, maybe to a church, maybe to a hole in the ground, maybe to a laboratory where they will take your body and recycle your DNA to make the advanced intelligence more advanced. more integrated with the planet, having your DNA. Imagine that. Imagine that. And then,
oh,
those Trumpers, dun, 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 whatever. The political system we have right now on the planet is reflecting the image of Satan. I don't care where you live, I don't care what state, I don't care what province, I don't care what territory, I don't care what island, I don't care where you live. You live in the middle of bum F Africa, or bum F Australia, or bum F Canada, I don't care. The systems that we have right now are reflecting the satanic program to convert this planet, or to be assimilate this planet in his image. Satan's image. I didn't think I was going to sound churchy tonight, and I don't mean to sound churchy, but I'm pointing this out through science here. The whole thing's through a scientific thing when you're looking at everything. This reflection is being projected to all the political people in power. Right now, Canada, oh, Canada, our home and native, well, may not be our home very much longer. UN may just move in and kick us out. And the zombies, or the AI advanced intelligence, will have converted these things to reflect its image, may control this country or take over this country. Because as of right now, our civil liberties are being revoked. Our Constitution is being revoked. Our Charter rights, it's only good to wipe your backside with, because they are not obligating themselves to it either. On here, I have your rights under the Emergency Act in Canada, which all the so-called leadership have violated. They are still supposed to sustain and uphold the Charter. They're still supposed to uphold and sustain the Constitution. They're still supposed to uphold everybody's civil liberties and not to be in any way, shape, or form racist. Yet, in Canada, if you happen to be of a ethnic culture or a European descent culture that's considered by the mainstream terminology white, and I have never seen a white man in my life either. I've never seen a black man. I was just talking to my buddy today from Trinidad, and him and I are always, you know, bantering about, talking about island guys and how we have island time, and we just take it easy and lay back. And so he made a comment today. I said, you know what? I have never seen a white man in my life. I've never seen a black man either. To be honest with you, I have never seen this kind of color on a person. But in this realm and in this matrix where deception and manipulation of the words and a constant barraging of deceit and lies and corruption, we now have something that doesn't exist but has become part of the vernacular. So anyway, now because you're of European descent or of an ethnic culture that is light-skinned, you are now being racially profiled and being directed as you're the root cause of all the problems that people who are ethnic or dark-skinned have had. Now, I don't know about anybody else who's of European descent. I'm of European descent, Mediterranean. I never owned a slave, ever. I never wanted a slave, ever. So I don't see how I had anything to do with slavery. It wasn't around when I grew up. In fact, when I grew up, it was all about surviving. I didn't have anybody to slave and help me out. I had to find my way. and just like everybody else. Color, ethnicity, if you're Native. Natives, unfortunately, got the raw end of the deal in North America. So much for the multicultural acceptance of everybody in Canada, except for Natives. Natives got fucked. No matter how you cut it, as bad as the Negroes had it in America, the Natives had it three times worse here in Canada. And this is something that Canadians don't look at. And again, this had nothing to do with the general population of Europeans that came from Europe, or second generation or third generation Europeans, had nothing to do with us. That had to do with the Catholic Church, Rome. That had to deal with the Anglican Church, which is also part of Rome. That had to do with the RCMP, which is the government of Canada, and the government of Canada. The government and the institutions of government, whether they be religious or political, were the cause, and still is the cause, of Native destruction that had occurred in North America. It had nothing to do with those of European descent. And yet, for some reason, they have decided to blame those of European descent, and this is what's going on. And when you hear all these Antifa people talking about white people and this, white that, white this, really? I wonder how many of them actually know people of European descent. Makes me wonder. You know, I got all kinds of friends of different colors and persuasions and ethnicities and even beliefs. They get along great. Nobody gets mad. Nobody gets upset. One of my buddies came in today, and we were shooting the breeze with each other. You know, we both have similar backgrounds. We both came from environments that were hostile to us for whatever reason. You know, and here we are today being divided over stupid shit. Because while we're divided over stupid shit, the reflection of the planet, our systems of government, where we live, is being changed to reflect something totally demonic. It's incredible when you see it. No matter how you cut it, whether it's science or, lack of a better word, no, I'll use this word instead. Whether it's science or belief systems, in this situation, they both agree. If you look at it from a scientific approach or from a belief system approach, you'll see the same exact thing. Now, as we keep going on through the show here, and you want to know about nano and the genetics that are involved, you will find, as I've been saying, that it's not the protein spike. In fact, when you read the studies on nano and the proteins, you'll begin to realize somebody is bullshitting somebody. They have, in their own mad scientist way, have created a cocktail of operating systems and programs that are now integrated with proteins that actually activate the system's operating system. That's where the spiking is coming in, because the shock, or the upload, if you will, for lack of a better term, upload or the boot up into the helix is causing the problems, that surge or that spiking that they're talking about. And then when you add rust to the system, what does that do to the iron in the system? Double jeopardy. And that's just these things. We're not looking at all the other shit they put in there, like nano gold, XNA, other genetic corruptions that they created in there. This is the mark of the beast just by definition alone. If you understand the mark of the beast, the symbol for this shit right now is the chimera. And when you look at the chimera, and it's right there in front of everybody, and yet people don't see this. This is what blows me away. The chimera was a two-headed animal, head of a goat, head of a lion, the body of a reptile, legs, the paws of a bear, the tail of a snake, and wings of an eagle. That is a symbolic symbol reflecting genetic engineering. When we start looking at the Greek mythologies, maybe they weren't myths. We look at Egyptian mythology, perhaps they too weren't myths. And we look at East Indian mythology and Chinese mythology, perhaps what we're actually seeing was a bit of history at where they had gone down the road, screwing around with genetics, screwing around with altering the very fabric of DNA, and I'm sure that pissed God off on more than one occasion. And we are seeing that going on right here, right now, today. Today is this day of genetic abominations that they're creating. Today they are injecting and integrating clay and iron. Today we are in this situation where we're seeing a complete upheaval of anything that has any moral, ethical, or godly factors that make life, that have given life. That's what we're seeing. So when we start looking at proteins that spike, now think about that for a minute. Your body is primarily constructed of protein, held together with fat and carbs. But every function, every food you have, just about on any genre that you're eating, has protein in it. Why is that? Because proteins are the building block of the body. It's also the building block of your DNA and your genetic code. It's also the building block of your chromosomes. It's also the building block of your enzymes and enzyme activities that go on in your body. It is an activator. It is a growth. It has an anabolic effect on the body to regenerate and grow and to repair. All being controlled now by an operating system. This shit started when they started genetically engineering the food supply, when they put those pods in the food and into the seed, and when the seed's enzyme activity activated the proteins in these pods or these nanoparticles, it activated a program that altered the structure of the seeds, so what was grown was not meant for consumption. Imagine that. And we went from seeds to bioengineering livestock to breed and to insert different qualities and characteristics. We even, not us, not we per se, but even the scientific community had cloned beef, cloned sheep. Remember that when they sent the cloned beef over to the UK and the UK didn't know they had it? Imagine that. What else don't we know that we have? What else don't we know in regard to what's going on? Now, let's talk about politics for a minute. Everyone's still thinking, Trump is going to save you. Trump is going to save you. Trump just screwed you. This has been the biggest snow job ever. Fauci and his bullshit. I've been saying for how long this man can't even tell a lie straight because he's been nothing but a distraction. And he was under Trump's administration and they went along with this program that they've got going today. That administration has basically signed the death warrant of 2/3 of the American population. Warp speed, warp speed. We are running on warp speed and we don't know what the fuck is in these things. They're not tested, they're not approved, and yet you're going to inject the population? This is beyond belief. This is beyond belief. that any administration would kill their own population like this. The criminal activity here is beyond the scope of any law that we have. This is unbelievable. I think about this, and I don't know about you, but a lot of us have been feeling the sense of heaviness, the sense of mourning, the sense of sorrow, because I think on an unconscious level or on the spiritual level or however way you want to define it, we are all feeling the pains of death and dying and the people that have taken these lunatic programs and operating systems inside of them are dying probably far more and faster than they are letting on. One doctor was saying 4,200 a day. I'm thinking it's even higher than that. So I think we're mourning, and I think the planet, in a sense, is mourning as well. Moaning. The planet is alive. I'm not saying Gaia, because I don't believe in that concept either. But I do believe that the planet has, it sustains and provides life. And even in creation, when a plant is sick and suffering, the other plants around it will try to help that plant survive by bringing resources to that plant. That's how creation works. It works in a cooperative harmony. You know, it's amazing, just amazing. So when you're looking at Mr. Fauci, now he has single-handedly will have the blood on his hands, the blood on his head, for the deaths of, on a planet-sidal level, him, Bill Gates, every world leader today is a part of this insane planet side. All of them. All of them that were in the last administration and the current one. All of them. They are all to be held responsible for the death and destruction of the general population within which in they were to represent. This is just incalculable what's going on. Look at the bullshit in Canada. I'm not even going to deal with America because we have enough problems here. Look at Alberta. Look at Alberta. Why hasn't the RCMP arrested that guy? Are they in on it too? Then I hear today we have more UN soldiers setting foot in Canada. After all, they do have the UN flag flying around in Parliament. Has anybody paid attention to that? Why is that happening? Are we no longer Canada? Are we no longer Canada? Are all the things we're seeing going on right now in regarding to some of the whatever, is it because these are distractions to keep us with this hope? One guy I was listening to from Kitchener, Ontario, he was speaking very fluent Canadian. I won't repeat what he said because a lot of you wouldn't be able to handle the language. But he was making a comment how the country has gone going down the hell in a handbasket and that you are going to lose everything you've got and by the time you wake up, it'll be too late. And he made some comments about he wouldn't see himself walk outside if he was, well, I won't mention words, but anyway, needless to say, lacking testicular fortitude. Now, I have also been telling everybody forever that silica is a dangerous, dangerous mineral. Now, these guys were selling their Fuji water or whatever the hell it was, you know, that water that's supposed to remove aluminum from the body. These guys should have been just flogged. Flogged. This metal does pass through you. Oh, it does. They're correct. They are absolutely correct. It will pass through you. Doesn't mean you're going to crap it out the toilet bowl. No, 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 no. Pass through you. See, we don't even know our own language. They can manipulate the language and we wouldn't know what they're talking about. They mean one thing, we interpret it to mean something else. Pass through. In other words, passes through and lands in your spleen. Passes through and collects in your liver. Passes through and collects in your kidneys. Passes through and collects in your spine. Passes through and collects into your brain. Passes through and collects into your skeletal structure. Passes through and breaks up DNA. Ooh, there goes the DNA. More DNA damage. Just what we need. More DNA damage. So I decided to put this up there tonight. So those of you who are still believing that silica can help you, this is for you. You have absolutely no way of breaking silica down. Dimatrius Earth or any other silicon product that's out there on the market today, you cannot digest it, you cannot really absorb it, you cannot break it down. Unless it's bound with a phosphorus, and even then, you are not absorbing it, the phosphorus will deliver it into the cell, and when it gets into the cell dies. Imagine that. Silica is what they make computer chips out of for writing data, storing memory. Used for the operating systems of computers. I wonder, is there a connection? If we feed people silica and they eat enough of it, will it now collect into the body, creating a circuitry or maybe a chip? DNA operating system needs a means to transfer the data from one point to another. There needs to be some kind of conduit. Silica fits the thing. You can't break it down. You can draw it out. You can collect it. You can chelate it. But you cannot break it down. You do not produce any acid in the body that can break this down. Okay. And when this shit gets into your brain, and then you got other morons using carbon C60. Ooh, carbon and silica, the two most superconductive elements on the planet, combined in your head. Ooh. Ooh, man, the frequencies that will be running through your head. Imagine being a piece of spyware. Wherever you go, whatever you see, whatever you hear can now be picked up through a conduit that's in your brain that can transmit that frequency to a database somewhere. Imagine that. Imagine NASA coming out with something that's actually going to benefit you. Whoa, talk about amazing. Yet they have conducted more experiments that have killed more people than almost any other institution. They have admitted putting lithium in the air so they could monitor the weather. They put it in the air so they could monitor how many of you are being affected by the lithium that's falling down on you. I remember when I lived in Calgary, Alberta, many, many, many moons ago. I was working in the docks at the time, loading and unloading trucks. And at 3 a.m. every day at 3 a.m., we would see this pink cloud going over the city. And they were saying that it had something to do with the oil industry releasing some gaseous material that was pink. And I thought that was really odd. This is what they were telling me. Now, I didn't really know one way or another, and at the time I didn't, think about it. All I was thinking to do about at that time was trying to survive the high cost of living in Alberta, because they were going through some kind of boom, and there was nothing there really to boom about. But hey, that's been the deception all this time. Anyway, I now realize back then they were releasing the lithium, and it would go right across the southwest of Calgary, across to the northeast, and that's where all the ethnic people lived. It didn't pay to be of any ethnicity or skin tone, because if that's where you live, that's what you got, lithium. And it came at 3 a.m. every frickin' day. I could see it from where I was going, from one end to the other, and I'm like looking at this thinking, holy jumping, you got to be kidding me. They didn't care. Didn't care. And that's NASA. That's NASA technology. Carbon C60 is also coming from that same genre. It was NASA agents that had engaged and initiated the selling of this shit. Here we are today. Now, this is something that caught my eye. Some of you may have seen it as well. West Point. The students of West Point were not going to take the shot. They said, hell no, we won't go. Then what happened was the high-ranking officer said that they would now be, wouldn't be able to do anything. You're going to be locked down unless you took the shot. 600 out of 700 students took that shot. Now, I'm thinking to myself, are you kidding me? You had 700 students saying no, and if you held on to your guns or held on to no balls. Absolutely no balls. This is a ballless bunch of soldiers that are being trained in West Point. Imagine them going to fight somebody. Not today. I got a headache. I got a hangnail. Ooh, I got a splinter up my backside. Oh, I can't fight today. They had the commanding officers by the short and curlies, and yet they let them go. I cannot fathom that either. So I have to wonder if the authorities in West Point fired some kind of frequency on these so-called future soldiers, activated a program, and they all caved because of that. Makes me wonder. See, I started the show with tech, biblical tech that was written in the Bible way back in the day. And some may disagree with my perspective of it, and that's fine. I have no problem with that. To each their own. But I'm looking at that and seeing the wonders of technology way back then using monitoring devices and signaling devices to send out whatever data that was going on that this thing had. It's funny because if you look at the book of Job, the sons of God had entered into a hall and the devil walked in. And God asked him, where have you been? He says, I've been to and fro on the planet. To and fro. I thought, well, isn't that something? That sounds like a frequency or a transmitter going all over the place. Isn't that what we have today? Transmissions of all kinds. Imagine that. So anyway, I looked at that, and then I remember the reference where Jesus said, he said he saw Satan fall like lightning. That sounds like some kind of major discharge of some kind of equipment that got disengaged or let go or got shorted out. That's what it sounds like, or got booted out of heaven, okay, and got, kind of thing. Fall like lightning. Makes you wonder. It's all a matter of how you look at it, you know. I'm coming from a scientific nano AI genetic frequency perspective. And when I look at so many scriptural terms today and scriptural references, that's what I see. I see so much of what we're seeing today has already been in the Bible, has already been made and manifested, has already been created. We are not by any stretch of the imagination an advanced society here. We are the dumbest of the dumb. We are so effing dumb. See, because every society that came before us that had a more superior tech, instead of us learning not to open that door, we jump right into it again. and again and again. I was talking to my buddy today. We're talking about the same thing. And I said this on the show many times. It seems like if a generation of us find the truth and start living by the truth that we have discovered, and we have families, and then they have families, the third generation will go right back to stupid. I don't know why, but it seems like we're constantly being recycled to a point of stupidity every effing time. Brain damage. It's got to be brain damage. We went right back to the days of Noah. I mean, are you effing kidding me? Those were not good days. Those were days you'd want to not ever see again. Here we are. What happened? You know, it's... I read that scripture reference sometimes, and I keep saying, no, why of all the days to go back to, not... We are brain damaged. You know, this is brain damage. I cannot, we're living in, and we're heading more and more into a police state. You know, and the police state is being monitored and regulated not by our government. No. Not by our government, you know. So, Nova Scotia right now just got something to send to me. That they tried to get fulfill their requirements under the compassion exemptions, i.e., permanent residency. So anyway, they had been again violated in Nova Scotia. Nova Scotia is now catching up to the rest of the country, acting belligerently, acting uncivil, with no civility. I'm not sure, seriously, where we're heading in this country, if we're even going to have a country. I don't know. I do know that I wanted to point out again, in this country and America, both sides, start supporting each other economically. Get away from buying what, from whatever. Right now, there are certain things that we still have to go through, like Amazon, eBay, and all the rest of that shit. But we need to get back in a dichotomy where we can now, we should be supporting each other, no matter what it may be. Because the only way we're going to survive this turn of events is in that supporting of one another. Because if there is no support with each other, where it really matters, then you got nothing. Got nothing. The nature of what we're dealing with today, and you look around you, some of this shit is scare tactic. Some of it is what it is. But we need to, all of us, seriously, we need to form a more perfect union. We need to see what we're going to see. Those are going to die. Have taken this injectable operating system. As the Bible said, let the dead bury the dead. Don't go near it. People are asking me today, I had another email. Versus I'm going to be forced to take an injection. Is there any way to detox this out? I keep saying, as far as I know, there is no way. There might be, but I don't know it. And once it's in, as far as my understanding of a genetic code, once it's in, the operating system is now inside, has booted up, and has uploaded its program. It's a done deal. Pretty much. You may, if you had the one injectable, don't get the second one, because the second one will finish you off. The first one may take a little time, And maybe in that time frame, maybe there might be some solution that may actually work. I do not know. But I can say, and some people have asked me, well, what would happen if we ran the surge and purge through a person? One of two things will happen. It'll either exponentially increase the networking of the injection, which is basically using the body's bioelectric to charge it up anyway. That's what nano does. That's why when I hear some doctors say, oh, low frequencies, I thought, what an idiot, another idiot trying to pretend like they know something. This technology uses your body's bioelectric. It uses your biochemistry. It uses blood flow. It uses enzymes. It uses sugar, carbs, whatever. These things will integrate and expand. So when we're looking at this, getting into the DNA and integrating and expanding, there isn't a whole lot of time for a person. Some die right away. I saw the report where the guy had his mom injected in Arizona. The next day she was dead. Some die in 3 months. Some die in 3 weeks. I have a Native woman that comes to see me. She says, all my friends and family have taken the injection. They're dead. This is what we're going to be facing. Get your ionizers. Get them going. Start wearing them. We do not know the full extent of this technology. And if it jumps and you got a static charge or an electrical charge around you, if there's anything metallic and programmable, it should create a problem for that. The genetic code, it should also create a problem for that as well. Building that surge and purge device that I've shown you all how to do, that's going to go a long way in protecting a lot of you. Start using ozone machines in your homes. Start using ionizers in your homes. Because if somebody comes into your house and they have been around somebody that's been vaccinated, even though they haven't been, it could jump. We have to start thinking clearly about forming a perfect union with others. And secondly, your real enemy that you're dealing with today, is the operating system that they have now employed into everybody's body that's taken that injectable. You couldn't be... I read every day in my emails. I just read today, another guy sent me an email. His father had died. Had been helping him out. Tried to. You know, when you hear other people writing you, family members are dying. It's not an easy thing to read. And when I see people that, who are affected by this, you know, maybe this is what it's going to take. Maybe it's going to take a loss. Nothing changes unless you face adversity. Nothing will change. Nothing. Because once you get into a comfort zone, you don't change. You will then basically embrace that comfort and not grow anymore. That's how we are. You need adversity. There is no question about it on some level. It will promote and propagate your capacity to think and see. We are dealing with all that's going on is adversity. All this bullshit we're dealing with. There's never been anything. That's the whole thing with Fauci. I was mentioning earlier. More and more, the guy has been exposed for the liar that he was and is. But you know what? He is not going to suffer one iota. He has fulfilled his obligation to the hierarchy that he works for. You know, I think he's going to go to jail. I think he's going to blah, blah, blah. He's going to wind up on an island somewhere. Feeding on some kids or doing whatever. Like I said, we are no longer living in that, in what we thought was a reality. The reality is this: the criminal element that's running the show today are all a reflection of the demonic, this satanic order that has been transmitting, monitoring, and receiving transmissions back and forth. The AI systems that are running today are being controlled by that same intelligence. There is an overlay happening. All you got to do is look for it. You'll see what I'm talking about. And once that tech is fully embedded and embraced inside the system, it is never going to go back to anything ever again. And for those idiots that are thinking, I'm going to take a shot so I can go flying. Oh, I'm going to go fly. Give me a shot. Really? They're telling you if you get the shot, you still can't go nowhere. Wow. You won't be able to buy or sell or trade pretty soon. Mark of the beast. Mark of the beast. All right. I think I'm going to cut her loose there. I'm going to let it go because I'm having fun. You have no idea. I always say at the end of these shows, read the gospel. Read the letters. Read the revelations. Understand where we are at and what time frame we're in. See what Christ had to say. Understand what he had to say. Take comfort in what he says. You know, when you look at the book of Revelations, that is the playbook. If you're not going to read the playbook, you're going to miss out on the play. That's the way it rolls. That is the playbook they're going by. If you're not willing to look at it, you're not willing to read it, oh well, it sucks to be you. That's my thinking. Because you will never know what hits you. So, and on my site, also I've got all kinds of people trying their best to help you find solutions as well. You got Catherine, you got Fiona, you got Liberty, you got Deanna Spingola, you got Three Hearts Church, you got Ty, Shy, Yanni, myself, Ryan. You know, everyone's there doing what they can to make you aware, to help you and edify you and fortify you. So, if you can, send whatever donations you can to anybody you want, any of the people that are there. And if you don't have the money, don't worry about it. Share the data. Share the information. Let everybody have a chance to find some solutions. Just think about that. You'll actually be following a commandment. You're loving your neighbor as yourself by sharing the data with other people who may need this information one day or not. I mean, they'll need it, they'll have it. You're looking out for each other. Good idea. Alrighty, I'm going to let it go at that. So I always say at the end of these shows as well, we are still here by the grace of God. So till the next segment, to your health, take care.